Hello, welcome to Text to Task Simplifying Education. I'm Gargi. Breaking free from phone addiction is no easy task. It's something many of us struggle with daily. But the good news is, small, simple changes can make a big difference. In this episode, I'm sharing my personal journey and the practical steps that helped me regain balance and focus. Let's dive in. One day, I realized how much time I was spending mindlessly scrolling. It wasn't just about the hours. I felt drained and unproductive. So I started using the screen time feature on my phone. Seeing the numbers was shocking. I also asked myself why I was reaching for my phone so often. For me, it was mostly boredom and stress. Knowing this was the first step. I didn't try to quit all at once. Instead, I set small, manageable limits. For example, no phone during meals or night before bed. I also chose certain times of the day when I would check my phone instead of constantly reaching for it. These little rules made a big difference. I turned off notifications for apps that weren't important. The constant buzzing was a huge distraction. Then I moved all the apps I wasted time on, social media, games, shopping, to a hidden folder on my phone. Out of sight, out of mind. I even tried grayscale mode, which made my phone look dull and made Facebook, Instagram way less exciting. I realized I needed to replace my phone time with activities that made me feel good. I've started reading more, painting my nails, putting on a face mask, and going for walks. When I felt the urge to grab my phone, I'd pick up a book or sit quietly or drink a cup of tea instead. It wasn't always easy, but over time, these new habits felt more rewarding than scrolling. I didn't try to be perfect. If I managed to stay off my phone for an evening or cut my screen time by 30 minutes, I celebrated. I also kept a track on how I felt on days I used my phone less. Now, I have set my phone to automatic focus mode when working on important stuff. I also use a timer to stay on track, which makes getting things done feel like a game. To avoid distractions, I keep my phone away from me and wait until after lunch to reply to messages. At first, it was hard and I slipped up a lot, but over time, I stopped missing my phone as much. I found other ways to enjoy my day and connect with people. Now my phone feels like a tool I use, not a habit I'm stuck in. If you are feeling stuck, start small. Even one little change can make a difference. Which step do you think you could try?